What is it with you and Galo Galo? Why does he come here so often? There is really nothing you both have in common as far as I can see, as you are not related in any way. What is it then that makes you to love this ugly creature so much that you are both seen together in all places as if you are engaged to be married? I am nearly always ashamed to go out anymore for the shame of the other animals saying spiteful things behind you. I want you to stop Galo Galo from coming to this house. This was what Lipat's wife said to him. But animals will always be animals. And instead of Lipat to listen to his wife and be patient with her, he punched her on the cheeks. In response, his wife beat his ears and he again beat her on the nose. A bitter fight was the result. And so were their many years of friendship destroyed because of Galo Galo. Lipat's wife was pregnant at this time. And sadly, as a result of this fight, when the child was born, it was born a hunchback. When Lipat's wife saw that her husband would not listen to her advice about Galo Galo, she decided not to talk about it anymore. One day, Galo Galo came to Lipat for a visit. Lipat has just killed a gazelle, which he shared with Galo Galo, and not even a bit of it was given to Lipat's wife to eat. And after they had finished eating, Galo Galo said to Lipat, "My dear friend, Lipat, you're second only to the lion in this forest and a great leader amongst all the other animals. I am really so happy that I am your friend. But as you know, our marvelous friendship does not please so many people. Regardless of what they say, however, our friendship will never come to an end because it was made in heaven. Let us therefore be happy together every day for this, and let the scorners die in their anger. I love you above all things and above all persons in this world. And if you're a woman, I would gladly marry you. But even though you're not a woman and so cannot be my wife, there are very many other ways that we may make each other happy. I will want to do you a favor that will make us friends forever, because I think our children should also be friends even long after us. I would wish to decorate your children with beautiful spots. The spots will be different from what you will find anywhere. And when I am done, all the animals in the forest will be left with no more doubts that you are the greatest of them all. And even